I'm just saying that micro penises happen. You know, like they.
We need 10 seconds.
We need 10 seconds of silence for the stereo.
Moment of silence.
Yeah,
micro penis. I understand.
Okay, moment of silence over for the micro penis.
Microphone.
Oh, I thought you were talking about micro penises. On an unrelated note, Daniel's not with us today. No, it's unrelated. Absolutely. So micro dick's not here.
No.
Woo!
I'm not editing that out. That is scary.
I believe that we will no longer have Daniel playing from now on.
Oh, he'll be over at your house, just not when you expect
him. Yeah, exactly. Hello, this is Billy. We are, this is Billy. This is Billy. And we are here with the Fandible crew, and we're going to be playing... Actually, we're going to be using the Hollow Earth rules, but we're going to be trying to play some creepiness, maybe some Billyverse, who knows where this will go. We're going to be playing, excuse me, I just burped there in my mouth. Ew. Sexy, and I know it.
Yeah, but we're going to edit that out, right? Any of this? Can we please edit any of this?
Shut up. Right. Shut up.
This is the best part of the podcast. You do realize this,
right? Yeah, that's why.
This is why you guys listen in, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Talk about. Yeah, okay.
Shit. You think Billy's going to burp this time?
Wow, guys. Okay, we're taking bets on how long it takes for us to break up. I know, guys, for you, we're like the Beatles. So we're destined to fail.
We're waiting for a Yoko Ono in a second.
I think we got a Yoko. He came in about halfway through. We lost James, and then we got our Yoko.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so starting on our Yoko, we are going to talk about our characters. So, go.
Hey, everybody, this is David. My character's name is Philip Smith. He is working for... What's the company we work for again?
You guys are Indigo Technologies. On the public, you are a think tank, but behind you are consultants for the government to take out, retrieve, and store weird science that the world is not ready for yet.
Okay. Philip Smith's role in the team is to be the social engineer. He's the face. He is able to traverse many different social... situations, and he's also a professional liar and is very good at making plausible cover stories, so that should we do anything illegal, which, you know, we are ought to do, then we can get away with it.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Anything else? Angela, now it's your turn, and please tell me the name you just stole from the poster behind us.
I could have come up with the last name.
I just slowly see Angela like, stretching in the corner at the Dawn of the Dead poster that she's never looked at.
Tell us about your character, George Romero.
Okay, so Angela, it's your turn. Tell us about your character.
Everyone, it was this, or I was pulling for either Johnny Depp or Jeffrey.
Oh, I saw your eyes flick that way.
I hate you a lot.
It's Sobieski vodka.
Okay.
Revolucion tequila. All right, hi everyone, this is Angela. I'm playing Mike Reiniger. And I am, you know, like an investigator for Indigo. And I am a guy. I want that to be clear. There's just been a temporary setback that means I now have boobs. And it's awkward, but we're cool with this because we have strong anti-sexual harassment policies, right, guys?
Yeah.
Yes, she's been body switched with her partner, and unfortunately, her partner, who was in his body, they died, and since they couldn't switch bodies again, she's been. How long have you been a woman? How long have you been a woman, Mike?
It's been like a year and a month.
What's been the biggest weird thing for you to find out?
Boobs.
Boobs? They could do anything, huh?
Can. It's magical.
They're magical cans.
Should we talk about our characters' like secrets?
If you want to, it's known. Like it has to be known that she was Mike,
mm-hmm.
and it's still Mike, but in a different body. It's hard to hide that. And they didn't want to hide that. It'd be a little too hard.
I just think that the people listening along at home, I'll totally say mine because I don't anticipate.
Yeah, this is we're going back to David.
Or Yoko.
You were going to say Yoko. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Sorry, everybody, for stepping on toes and stealing the mic back. Philip Smith.
You are Yoko.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to release a album of me making bird sounds. She did that, right? Anyways, Philip Smith is actually not Philip Smith per se. He is actually Philip Smith's clone, created while the real Philip Smith was stealing cloning technology from an organization to sell to...
Indigo.
And in order to prove that it worked, created a clone of himself in order to have that clone die so there would be a body left over so no one would be going looking for the real Philip Smith. Clone Philip Smith had a different plan. Killed the real Philip Smith, took his job, the technology, and sold it to Indigo, and now works here happily. No one else really knows this except for the director, but due to my character's inability to really feel for other humans, the other agents are probably tipped off on some level.
You're creepy. You're a creepy dude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. And now we reach Jesus.
All right. This is Jesus Rodriguez, and I'm playing Andrew Torres. About a year ago, I was a good, happy-go-lucky bruiser for the organization Indigo Blue.
Lean forward just a little bit. Awesome. You're going to lower your voice.
True enough. Until a year ago, I was overtaken by a rogue organization. And in order to steal company secrets, they put my mind in some sort of machine and gave me through 10 years of beauty and bliss. I had a family. I became part of the organization, became its leader, and in the end told them everything. And then they took it away. I'll have my revenge. But the only issue is that it was a bit of an imperfect process, and I have a bit of an obsession with bugs. I don't really like bugs too much.
What? I did say this was serious, right?
I have an obsession, and the obsession is I'm afraid of bugs.
You're afraid of bugs.
So phobia.
Phobia. I have a phobia of bugs. Not obsession. Okay. Is that too much?
I don't know when it will ever come into place that you have a... I'm wondering if this is a character flaw, or this is saying, this is what we call a point hog. I'm like, yeah, sure, I'm afraid of the sun.
But if you want me to change, I'll change.
We're playing vampires. Everybody's afraid of the sun. Yeah, but it's a phobia. I get really scared around the sun. You can have a phobia.
Okay.
How about we do something a little bit more like the process of going in and going under? It's very much...
So claustrophobia.
Claustrophobia.
Claustrophobia works better.
There it is. Okay. It's a trapping experience. Okay. That's what... But I'm going to say bugs is like, I can't work with that. It changes everything. Yeah, the monster you're fighting is now a bug. It was originally your boss, but no. And
welcome
instead of giving
Kafka the roleplay game.
Instead of TPS reports it was going to give you, now it's trying to lay its seconds. Same difference.
Okay. Oh, God, Billy's recycling that old plot twist again.
Uh-huh. Okay, it's just an ink monster. He calls you in. Good evening, gentlemen. No.
Wow,
I've tied this all together. Now, you know, the sad thing is my mind said, wait a minute, that could work. And I'm like, no, stop. It can't all be an ink monster plot.
Exactly.
Okay.
For now.
You all have been summoned from your respective field. Some of you come from assignment. Some of you have been on the front desk and just kind of been meshing around with us. When you're not working, when you're an agent, they like to put you in different units. Sometimes you're an ATF agent, sometimes you're Secret Service, just to keep you close. And it's really a relatively easy process to do with the technology that they've stolen. With Indigo Technologies, you guys pretty much are about 20 years advanced technological-wise. And the way you get funding is you sometimes release these safe technologies to the public. Like, you've probably had flash drives about 20 years before it actually came out. And now that you're actually making a profit off of it, and it's cheap, it's effective, and it's safe for the United States and the world to experience. Like I said, what your main thing to do is you contain technology that the world's not ready for. And some of these technologies are actually good. There was a guy in Cleveland who actually invented a car that ran solely on water. That would have... You have plans to release that in 20 years. However, if this would have come out today, just today, the entire car manufacturing would completely freeze up. The economy would literally explode overnight. There would be wars because now you don't need oil. And, oh my God, you're not going to want our oil? Oh my God, yes you do. And there's going to be there's going to be turmoil. So
take my oil, please.
Yeah, exactly. So they actually had to hide this incredibly helpful technology out. So that's the way it works. But you also have other things like, hey, you've made an antimatter bomb. Wow. We're going to take that now and never use it. Earthquake creators, a whole bunch of crazy shit like that. You have it locked away in a secret vault that's about 2 miles down into the earth. That goes, and when I say 2 miles down, I would say there's about, for every quarter of a mile, there's about 5 levels of security. Mm-hmm. That you just continuously go down until no one goes into the vault, pretty much, mm-hmm. except for the director. The director has complete control at the very, it's called like DEFCON level. He has like, he's the only one that can physically enter that bottom vault. In a way, people are like, how do you get shit in there? It's like, well, there's inventory tools and shit like that. No one has seen the inside of the vault. Ever. Except for him. Of course, there's the board of the directors under the director. Then there's chairmans, there's staffers, and then there's you guys, agents, who are going out to retrieve technology. You guys all have been pulled together to a meeting, and Davis is your contact. He's the guy who kind of just leads you around. He is your director. And you guys all enter the boardroom. It's pretty standard boardroom. Table, nice building. It's in the middle of, let's say, it's in Maryland, but it's pretty in an isolated town. Business casual town, pretty much. There's buildings, but there's nothing huge about it. You guys enter, and there's Davis just alone.
You said Davis is our handler?
He's your handler. He's the guy that runs your branch in Maryland.
Okay.
The way to get to the vault is not through Maryland. You kind of, it's like somewhere in Europe where their giant empire is. Business empire is building, yeah, blah, blah, blah. You guys are just, Maryland is your home base. Cool.
He's just, what's your character's name again?
Andrew Torres.
Andrew Torres. And Angela, what's your character's last name?
Reiniger.
I love that actor. Davis says.
What's your character's name? Philip?
Yeah, Philip Smith.
Okay, you guys enter the room, and what you see is there's Davis, and then there's a few other people in suits, and you recognize a few of them. A couple of them are investors, some of them are investigators, mm-hmm. and they're just kind of sitting around just chatting about this and that, and there's three chairs waiting for you guys.
Those are all people that would have clearance to hear
us talk. Yes, everybody in this room has clearance. You would know, you guys can assume that they have clearance.
Okay.
And as soon as Davis sees you guys enter, the last one of you enter. Who wants to be the last guy to enter? I'm sure you're not coming in as a group. You were probably first. Uh-huh. Who wants to come in last?
I'll come in last.
All right. What's your name again?
Andrew.
Mr. Torque.
Torres,
right. Please take a seat, and remember that the meeting starts at, it's 3, not 3:02. Thank you. He stands up, and he immediately goes to a touch screen, and just taps it once, and a picture of the United States pops up. We've had problems. We've had a pulse. And just so you guys know, a pulse is pretty much when something weird happens. News picks it up, Twitter picks it up. They usually send something out. And that's not a pulse. It's more of an investigative. A pulse is when something bigger happens, where suddenly half a state turns into gold. Not that. Like half a city block turns to gold.
So an unexplained phenomenon.
Yeah, something
that's hard to cover up.
Yeah, it's incredibly hard to cover up.
Swamp gas.
Yeah. He's like, and pretty much, he taps it and he's like, we have a small town. And he taps the side of it. It is in South Dakota. This is Jacobston, South Dakota. And he goes through some of the statistics. It's a small town community. And I'm talking Main Street and the neighborhoods.
They have, like, a movie theater, but it's an old-timey movie theater. They have, you know...
Do they have a stoplight?
They have stoplights. They have two. Okay. No, they have a few. It is a nice community. It is a community that is built outside of, about 30 minutes away, there is a nice big city. But this is a small-town community that kind of enjoy it. And if you need something bigger, you can go to the big city.
Where are all of their parking garages?
What do you mean?
Parking lots. I just don't see any. It's just gravel pits.
Shut up. Anyways, David says, okay, I want to show you a video. And he's like, this was on your local television that was broadcasting. And it's a... takes a second or two, but the screen goes on and it's a local T-ball game. Uh-huh. You know, five-year-olds getting out there swinging and missing, and of course the parents are going nuts. You watch it for a good 5 minutes and...
The parents must be so proud.
You mumble that to yourself.
I mumble that to everyone.
Yeah. Davison's just watching. He holds up a hand as soon as you start mumbling. He's like, wait for it. And, you know, just right when, like, one of the kids hits, like, the tee... And the ball falls over, and the guy, the referee says, "Okay, I'm sorry, that was your fourth swing. You have to, you get to take a base. You don't get the run." The father stands up from the crowd and starts screaming at the guy. There's about to be a shoving match because apparently this is competitive as shit. There, there's a flash of light, and the camera kind of slags a little bit as the person just clearly supposed to be messing with the tripod isn't there anymore. Mm-hmm. And everyone that's probably, that was like, this was probably like 30, 40 people in this stadium, or whatever, the T-ball court, mm-hmm. T-ball field. Yeah, it is.
It would be like a baseball field.
Yeah, it's a baseball field. Gone.
Huh.
Just gone. And then you see in the background, you see like a car goes off, like, just you see in the back, uh-huh. goes off the road, and it slowly starts going towards the T-ball field,
mm-hmm.
and eventually it stops on its own momentum,
mm-hmm.
and there's no one in the car.
So the rapture happened, and the only believers were in Jacobston, South Dakota?
That gives a slight snort from Davis. He's like, no, we all know we stopped the rapture in 2005. And that gives another set of laughter. He's a funny guy, Davis. You should see his comedic talents at the local comedy club every Tuesdays.
Oh, yeah. Mark
yeah, that's the other time I've seen so many people disappear at once.
Oh! Oh!
Damn!
Bam! Nailed it!
Suck it, Davis!
He pulls out a gun. Okay, clone him. And one of you pops up and like looks around and tracks the other one out. I'm just kidding. Anyways, he chuckles a little bit and he says, we don't know. We are doing some readouts. This just happened about 2 hours ago. We are getting readouts from satellites, but you guys are already on your way there to check it out.
Okay.
And we'll get you the information as soon as we get it. So get going. Private jet.
Awesome.
All right. So he leaves. The directors stand up, and they're just talking to themselves, amongst themselves, but he pretty much is sending the three of you. Mm-hmm. Just the three of you.
What the fuck is the name of our company again?
Indigo.
Indigo. I keep forgetting to write that shit down. That's going to be important. When we go on jobs like this, do we usually go as Indigo personnel, or do we have cover IDs?
Imagine if it's a science fair, and some kid has invented a hover vehicle, you will go as a think tank, You become Indigo Technologies think tank, and you offer the kid a scholarship to see his schematics, and then you get that shit and silence him. Anyway, possibly.
Yes.
There are good ways to silence it. Sometimes it's a scholarship to work for us. But if, you know, yeah, you guys, yeah. But in these bigger cases, it's usually best to decide amongst yourselves what you want to go as.
Okay.
If anybody's even there, it seems like, according to Davis, if you ask, they pretty much shut down the feed as soon as they noticed this.
So this was on the television?
This was on the local access television that was being, you know, how every community has, like, you know.
Yeah, cable access.
This is cable access. This was on cable access television. Mm-hmm. So it's contained, but they have definitely moved in to shut down all the tech, like, anything that was recording.
Okay.
Webcams that were recording and in conversations, they're definitely trying to keep the idea of, hey, there's that something went crazy here.
Mm-hmm. Indigo is moving in and doing this?
Indigo is moving in and doing this, yes. And okay. What they're going for is Homeland Security.
Okay.
Because as you're walking away, Davison runs up to you guys. He's like, okay, guys, I got some more information. We have a few Skypes that were going. It's webcams mm-hmm. and stuff that were going that people reported a blight. There was a technical issue, and suddenly their person was gone. They called, of course, some of them called Skype to wonder if there was like a glitch in the system, if there was like a freeze frame, and they said there was nothing. We got it contained there, but that was about... from the two of them, one was 3 miles away to the west of this, and one was 5 miles away to the east. So we are looking thus far at an 8 mile radius of people vanishing in a blind light.
Fantastic.
So I'm just happy that this happened in a small town.
Alright. Yeah. Do we have any what about the other agencies? Are there any legitimate government agencies that are noticing this?
We have contacts within the NSA who we've pretty much put in a word that we're on this. They've given us 24 hours before they have to say something to the public. If we don't figure out what happened, then we're going with a dirty bomb, and so we are getting the dirty bomb out of one of the vaults.
Okay.
Which they do probably have an assortment of dirty bombs. So what you're pretty much gathering is, if you don't figure out what happened in 24 hours, we're nuking the city and say, oh my god, terrorists!
Okay.
Can you believe this humanity? It's not your fault. It's not like you can't anybody. It's an empty town. You need to tell people what happened some mm-hmm. way that they can believe and not suddenly say, is it aliens?
Aliens.
So, you guys are heading off that way. Private jet's ready. And you are, if anybody's asked, you are NSA, and you are given badges.
Okay, great.
You guys go to the private jet easily. You get down there. You drive down the road. Someone picks you up. You have someone from the NSA. You're pretty sure it's just another Indigo contact.
Mm-hmm.
And they drive you down towards the road, towards Jacobston, I thought it said?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You drive down there, and you get to, like,
can I ask the driver some questions?
Yeah, the driver, he is a local okay. contact, as in he is from the office in the small office in South Dakota. Yeah, the field office. I mean, the Maryland is kind of the United States version of the headquarters, like the massive for the U.S. Mm-hmm. is in Maryland, but they have field offices scattered around in every state, mm-hmm. and but they're not those field offices look into pings, small things. They don't look into pulses mm-hmm. like this. That's when they call in the big guns, and you guys are the big guns. So yeah, the guy's driving there, sunglasses, burly dude.
So
where are you guys in the back? Who's in the front?
I'll sit in the back, just flipping through the pop.
Okay, I'll get to what information you get. You actually have a tablet, mm-hmm. and they're just feeding you information of whatever they can get you. Awesome. I'll get you that awesome. Soon. And where are you?
I guess I'll be in the. You said you're talking to me.
Yeah, I'll be up front.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, how long have you been in Jacobston?
No, I'm not from Jacobston, actually. Well, South Dakota.
I want to know how long have you been on the scene.
Oh, from the scene, 2 hours, about. We figured out something was going wrong about within a couple minutes. We had some small pings, and then we finally decided that this was a pulse after we saw that cable access television. We've isolated the city. We've cut out all access to it. We've been here for about... It took you about 8 hours to get... 6 hours to get all the way here. We closed it off within about an hour after everything, and we've kept it cleared of anybody for about 5 hours.
Has people been poking around trying to get in?
Not anybody's not poked around. We do have one man coming back from his work from the big city. We actually have several people coming back from the big city, but we've stopped them and said... on a variety of reasons. They are being held. Not happy, but and a lot of them are worried, but we think we can contain that. Well, we've just said that there's been a small contamination, depending on the roads.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of massive things take another road, and we have to just hold them down and make sure that they've been fine. What they think is they've been contaminated with a chemical that's in the area that they passed, and that's why they're being held. They don't know that there's something going on in Jacobston. So they think they're the ones being held, and they're the danger. That's kind of keeping them in check, but we do have some people who are demanding to call their relatives and their wives and their children, and we've pretty much said blanket 24 hours until we can that you call anybody, and we've run them through the CDC act of hosing them down, blood work, all that mix. We have about 20 people.
What are you doing to make sure local news helicopters aren't flying overhead?
There are no local news. Well, there is a local news affiliate. They're not there.
Well, so if word gets out about this, you're going to have to start watching the airspace because someone from the next town over is going to start making problems for you, son.
Yeah, don't worry. We've already covered that. We are running a test of our visa. He just goes into some radio tests where they've pretty much kept out airspace. Just briefly, it's like 24 hours. We have no airspace in this area. It's out of the way, so no real planes flying overhead. But we just have the FAA. Mm-hmm. Yeah. FAA was able to clear that for us. We have 24 hours.
All right. Eyes on the road.
Uh-huh. So, I don't see a ring on that finger, honey.
There are a lot of things you're not going to see about her.
That's a dark robe, my friend. A dark robe.
He just holds up his hands. Okay, whatever you say.
Hands on the wheel!
Crashes, you guys.
Shit, that's how we like skid to a stop upside down in the Jeep, and we finally hit the sign that says, "Welcome to Jacobston," and crawl out. You guys, every time you talk to somebody.
Yeah, you guys actually get to the road.
Don't play the victim, man.
Your female body literally causes more car accidents than the rest
you
of
the attractive. Your body is attractive. I mean, unfortunately for you.
So is your mind. So is your mind.
We're going to take that kind of personality. You guys pull up.
Are you her husband?
Yeah. You're driving down like the road. It's a paved road. You son of a bitches. but it's like the main road there. It's like an interstate to get there. And you guys pulls up, and there's a massive gate that has been constructed in front of it by your people.
Okay,
and you see people with rifles run up to you, soldiers or whatever, your private army of Indigo. And NSA, they see your badges, and they wave you off towards, like, there's a small bubble tent that's been formed, and there's a side of it says CDC research. And so, yeah, the guy says, okay, you want to talk to the person in charge there.
Okay.
Does person in charge have a name?
Oh, Andrew Mulligan.
Mulligan.
You know Mulligan.
Prick.
Yeah, he is a prick. You guys actually worked with each other a couple years back.
Mm-hmm. CDC, you said?
Yeah, it says CDC. Clearly, they're playing up the NSA CDC angle. If anybody asks,
okay. But does he work for Indigo?
Yeah. Okay. Everybody here works for Indigo.
Okay.
You do have some of them have worked in CDC and NSA, but that's more of a the government. When you call the government and say, "Hey, I need." There's a weird science thing going on. Put me in the CDC. Mm-hmm. They will give you the resources to get you in the CDC.
Okay, great. Awesome.
Yeah. So that's what the government... And you do notice a couple of the soldiers around. They are... some of them are a mix of, like, Indigo's military units, but it's also mixed with the actual government. So you do know the actual government is here right now watching this.
Mm-hmm.
And, yep, you guys get out of the Jeep... the guy picked you up, he's directed to go somewhere else, so that's where he does with his Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
And soldiers just return back to their gate. And you look around, you see there's a couple people in radiation suits holding up, like, reading rods towards the city. But yeah, there's a couple bubble tents being already inflated. There you go.
Let's walk right in.
As soon as you walk in, you see there's a cluster of people in suits just talking, readings. They have a... several consoles already set up, and they're getting readings from the various satellites that they're flying overhead to the town. And you see Mulligan in back with that damn mustache. He always had that damn mustache. It's never changed. You've known the guy for years, and you've actually seen pictures of him from the 60s and 50s. He's always had this very pencil small mustache. Doesn't look like he's ever aged. He's an asshole, though. He's sitting in a mahogany desk.
Of course.
And with his feet up on top of it, leaning back in a leather chair. He looks like they've cut out a piece of office for him and put him in place. And he's just like there, just sitting and reading over the files.
Mulligan, how did you screw us up this time?
Oh, well, great. I thought they were sending in professionals, but amateurs will do. We do need Cannon Father. I'm so glad you guys could make it. Welcome to this clusterfuck.
Mulligan, I appreciate the rapport that you have with my associate, but honestly, let's get down to business. It's... atmosphere plays hell with my allergies.
Absolutely.
So what's going on?
He leans back and he grabs like a remote control and clicks it, and all the like the consoles behind him suddenly change, and it shows like a readout of the town. And he's like, "What we're looking at is a we're thinking it's a 20-mile radius around the entire town.
20
miles, absolutely. We believe there's a temporal element, and that's big.
Yeah. Temporal.
Time travel hasn't been done successfully. There's been attempts, and there is a temporal reading. There's a temporal energy about it. People don't return from that. There has yet to be a confirmed success. But you have been able... There has been a couple attempts at it, and it's always ended with, like, in one area, a massive explosion. Massive explosion. If it was in the Middle East, then you've pretty much just said it was Daisy Cutter that had to be used. It took out a mountain. But there was a temporal energy. There's a flux, a reading to it. Another one was actually very small scale. A guy believed that he could isolate a chamber to get rid of all energy and matter, so a person from the future could take the place of that energy and matter. Brilliant design. Whatever came through, well, he vanished, leaving only a hand. So, there's never been a successful... Whenever there's temporal, it's bad.
Okay. Oh, good.
To the point where he says, we have not sent anybody... We've put teams within five miles into the town to explore it, to look around and some of the smaller houses, some of the farms. Everything organic is gone. Except for some plant life. Plants are still around, but... Mammals, avian, humans, everything. With legs, that walks, that quacks, that breathes, gone.
Everything sentient? Everything that...
Anything that's alive, but it's not a plant.
Yes.
That's an angle.
That is an angle, yes. Absolutely.
And you haven't sent any engines in. It's probably a wise call.
5 miles in, we've decided to keep it... we think we've isolated where it's come from.
Okay.
The very center. Not the entire town was taken. There's a few outlanding farms, communities, that wasn't cut off. He brings up a map of the city, and basically what it looks like is... I'll describe this for our listeners, but for our players, this is what it looks like. Say this square. There's a square.
There's a box.
And it's about 22 miles.
Big box.
22 miles of city, round. What's it called?
Perimeter.
22-mile perimeter of the city. This is how big the circle is. It's a perfect circle, unlike mine. But there are like the corners. Mm-hmm. So what this basically means is they're assuming the middle of the circle is where it originated.
Okay.
And that's where they've pinpointed at. They've said they've taken care of the people that were left behind, mostly elderly farmers like that. What they're going with is there's a contagion that was leaked into the soil, and they have all these people in the next tent over, just getting blood tests and everything like that.
So what's there at the middle?
Hardware store. Ike's and Mike's, copyright pending, hardware store. Mm-hmm. We got it. It's owned by Walter Dillinger. The problem is Walter Dillinger's doesn't exist up to 2 years ago.
So it's a front.
It is a front. Absolutely. We do not. We are trying to research anything we can about his appearance. We're running his face through any of our vast systems, but nothing has come up yet. But clearly, there was a man who owned a hardware store. But checks out, he paid his taxes on time, lived alone, this is his place of residence, right above his store, no violations whatsoever.
I can see why you have your feet up, Mulligan. This sounds like a deal gone bad. Probably testing something new, created some sort of temporal gateway, maybe even a terrorist attack gone totally wrong. Somebody hit the detonator too early, poof, now we're here in South Dakota.
Yeah, and usually I wouldn't worry about that, but the problem is this. I'm seeing that all organic, sentient life is gone. None of the equipment in town is gone. There's still cars, there's still trucks, there's still lights. And I'm assuming there's still a detonator.
Hmm.
left behind. That's your job to find it. There is no radiation.
Was anyone in town known to have delusions of grandeur, think he was going to be some sort of awesome scientist, going to win a Nobel Prize?
Felix the Drunk. He believed he was the President of the United States, and he occasionally called in bombs to be employed towards the Canadian border, but he... that's about it. We believe he was just a hobo with probably suffering from his files, syphilis.
And who's the 2-year-old who owns Mike and Ike's again?
It was Walter Dillinger.
Yeah, Walter Dillinger.
Okay. I always need to take somebody.
No, it's perfectly fine.
No, I love taking notes for your games because.
Was he in the hobo again?
Felix. Yeah, he gives you a glass.
He's a super cat. He has magical powers.
Does he have a bag of tricks?
He's up to no good. So, he terrorizes the neighborhood.
I was going to go for that joke 5 seconds.
Okay, sorry. We have about 20. We have some people returning from the big city. Some of them are still returning. We're collecting them as they come. We say that the interstate has been affected with some airborne pathogen that we need to test them out. We have about 20 of them right now. The people from the outer borders, there's only about 5 of them that we've brought in as well. And we've used the same excuse. We've isolated that from the core group that was coming in via the road, and we're getting blood works from them. If you want to talk to them, you can. If not, I want you guys geared up with weapons, and I want you to retrieve this device. Most likely, I always say this, and if something ends up releasing Godzilla or whatever, some giant spider, Wild Wild West style, it should be an easy grab, tag, and bag. Mm-hmm. So, your choice. You can either interview some of the people that are from the town that we've collected as they are driving back from the big city to this place, interview some of the outliners who weren't affected, or just go, I don't care, it's your choice. This is your rodeo, this is me putting my feet up, get the detonator ASAP. Thank you.
Alright.
Are these people just coming in going to be useful, you think?
Couldn't tell you, but here's the situation. Added difficulty. Should take about 20 to 25 minutes to accurately research anything that these people have to say. Interviews, testimonies, things like that. I take out an antique pocket watch and I click it. I have enough patience for 5. Can you get it done with me?
Oh, yeah, what you said, I was looking at. I'm sorry.
He takes about 20. He says it takes about 25 minutes to interview all these people, but I want to do it in 5. Would you hold me back?
Yeah. I'll be outside the room.
Cool. So you're just gonna go and.
Great. If I call you, I need you to come in and look very scary, Mike. I'm gonna need you to come with me. I'm gonna address the people that were the outliers. I need you to talk to the. How are you with old people? Good enough. Alright, so I need you to talk to the old people. I'm going to talk to the younger people. Younger people are probably going to be more distrustful. Older people will also be distrustful. But just ask them about cookies or baking or their grandchildren. Ooh, their grandchildren are dead. Stay away from that one. Let's go. All right.
Okay, so no one's going to talk to the people driving back from the big city, right? No one. That they're being picked up on the road as they try to enter town again.
Am I going to point towards a... Point towards
no, I'm just wondering, like, that's fine. I mean,
okay, yes.
So it might just be like, what do they know? They were out of town. Mm-hmm. I can understand you guys wanting to definitely, I just want to know, like, what's the plan? Who do I go to first?
We're going to be in the same tent together next door where they picked up the outliers.
Okay, the outliers, okay. Good. Like I said, there was 5. A man and a wife, about 75 years, they have a bigger farm. Their farm stretches outside the city limits. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's them. And then you have a woman, mm-hmm. about 30, and her 2 toddlers.
Okay, you see Smith kind of like yank on his black necktie, and then like ruffle up his shirt, mess up his own hair, and then he gets pours himself a cup of coffee, and then pours some of it out, and he gets his shoe, and he kind of like takes a 3 breaths, like, and then he just bursts into the tent, like, all right, where's Mrs. Jeremiah? Is that a Jeremiah? Is it Jeremy's? I can't read this guy's handwriting.
It's Miss Jameson.
Jameson. Great.
This is the 20-year-old. This is the early. This is the 30-year-old, mm-hmm. right?
That's great. You know what? Missy, you want to take care of the lovely couple over there in their
Andrews. We're Mr. and Mrs. Andrews. Sylvia.
Thank you. You know what? They didn't even. You know what? You're just going to talk to my associate here. She's wonderful, but we're going to take care of you guys. We just need to know what's going on. I'm sorry, Miss Jameson. I understand that this is probably a very you're going through a very shocking time right now.
I'm just confused.
I just got off of the chopper. They just handed me this whole profile, and I just need you to run through your story.
Well, we didn't. Nothing smelled funny. I mean, I was
smelled funny, looked funny. I read all of that. Now, my big issue is: there anything off the top of your head that you can think of that you or your boys noticed that has nothing to do with gas leaks, marsh swamps, the light from Mars, all that stuff that my associates told me, that's great, but I need to know everything, because if there's...
The excuse is, like, they've got brought in because they're mm-hmm. inhaled something. Mm-hmm. So she's like, no, I did the dishes, and my chill, suddenly Tommy, he's my oldest, mm-hmm. he says, mm-hmm. Mommy, the son's yelling at me, and he was outside with my daughter, which is Carling, and I went outside, and the next, you know, I brought them in, and we started watching Sesame Street, and that was my day.
Okay, so does Tommy usually talk about the son yelling at him?
When anything's bright, everything's
slight autism.
A little bit. We're going to get him tested, but basically, yelling is bright. Anything's sour, it yells. So,
he's yeah, I know what you mean. Like when he sees the color, when he sees the letter R, he sees red. Things like that.
Synesthesia.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's synesthesia. That's what the doctors believe. Honestly, I just think it's a word choice. It's if anything's overpowered, he believes it's bright. Yelling. If something's really bright, it's yelling. If it's it tastes bad, really bad, it's yelling, you know. Mm-hmm. This is the word mm-hmm. he chooses. So the son was yelling at him.
Well, the good news is, though, Mrs. Jameson, that the synesthesia, you know what, a lot of people go on to have very productive lives, especially in the artistic and audio fields. So you should be happy about
okay,
that.
Okay.
One of my closest friends actually had synesthesia growing up. You know what she did? She became one of the top-selling artists in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, for any oil paintings for the last decade. She's fantastic. Your kid is going to be just can I talk to Tommy for a second? Is this
yeah,
him?
Sure.
Hey there, big guy! Hey!
Tommy looks up from his corner. Hi!
Hi! Hey, what's going on? I take a big chunk of my coffee. Your mom tells me that the son was yelling at you, big guy. And you know what? I wanted to hear about that. You know what? That's rude of me. My name is Mr. Smith. How you doing, Ben?
He reaches out and he gives you mm-hmm. a firm handshake yep. for a young child.
Let us go.
Synesthetic Hulk.
I was playing with Carling, and mm-hmm. we were in the sandbox, and suddenly there was a, you know, lights. There was a from this from the water tower. There was a big like yell. It yelled really loud,
and it was super loud. Did it have a color or a feel to it?
Yellow.
It yelled yellow from the water tower. Wow. Wow, you're really brave for taking care of your sister and going right inside, but I want to thank you for that.
He wasn't thinking of that. He's like, yeah.
Yeah, because, look around. Like, you took care of your sister, you took care of your mother.
Are we going to die?
No, buddy, you saved us. You saved them.
They said that we might have gotten sick from something.
But we'll take care of you because you're with us now, and you can trust us because we're the government.
Always.
So it yelled yellow really loud from the water tower. Now, is there just the one water tower in town, or is there more?
He kind of looks confused, and the mom leans in. She's like, we don't even use the water tower anymore. It's just kind of it's usually used by kids to spray paint. But yeah, it's an old tower, probably the highest peak in the city.
Wow. Okay, that's great to know. That's great to Hey, is that Carling right here? Is this
Yeah, she's like three. She's okay. Also coloring. actually surprisingly very well in the lines, and kind of she knows what she's doing.
Wow,
this girl has the advanced ground set. Like her brother had like the big. This girl had like, you know, I will use the Marusia today. That shit. Like,
wow, that's fantastic. You know what? Hey there, what you drawing? This looks very good. You know what? Mrs. Jameson, thank you so much. You know, I'm just going to grab this from your daughter. She can make it. Ah! Yeah. And this might be useful later on because I believe that, you know what? I'm going to bring this to Psyche Val, part of the CDC. We're going to make sure that, just by looking at it, I can pretty much guarantee that your daughter doesn't have any sort of trauma, but I'm going to hold on to this to make sure that they can read this one set of stuff. This makes it so that we don't have to interview a three-year-old and understand. Small things like those can help.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
No problem. Is there anything else you want to say to me really quick?
Well, yeah, she talks to you, like, asks you some questions about her husband that's working.
I walk away. Okay,
you're as soon as this going on, you see, like, the old couple, and the man's, it's very kind of loving. Like, the man has his hand on his wife, who's clearly freaked out, 7 years old, they're old.
Watch their hands, wrong. Buster!
Yeah.
I take a quick glance at my badge to see what code name they gave me.
Alicia.
But I'm not Mike.
Alicia Weathers.
Alicia Weathers. All right. Awesome. I imagine that Mike had, like, a regular rotation of aliases that he used, mm-hmm. and he doesn't know all of his partners.
Right, okay.
So he's got all new ones. Mr. and Mrs. Andrews, right?
Right? Dougie. Doug.
Doug, nice.
Use your professional... Douglas.
No worries, I want everyone to just be calm. Relax as much as you can. Well,
we do have pills that we have to take every night. We just want to make sure we're going to get them, or are they going to interfere with any of them? Them drug.
The CDC is very used to dealing with people who have different medical complications. They will make sure that you've got your pills, and they've cross-checked, double-checked, rechecked.
Is it terrorists?
It is. We do not believe that it is terrorists.
But they just said that there was an inhalant. I was on my tractor when.
Tell me about what you were doing before my people showed up.
Yeah, sure. I was. We have a problem with moles. They like to go for gophers. Well, gopher. I was getting that, man. What I found is that if you just do a couple laps on the trailer tractor. During the afternoon, it kind of scares them a little bit and gets them away. It's effective. It's something I learned in Korea. It's psychological warfare. That's what I was doing. I was I was just going about and just drove my tractor.
Do you go into town very often, Mr. Andrews?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm part of the board there.
The board.
Oh, yeah, there's community board. We make sure everybody's taken care of.
Has everyone been taken care of? Is the community board doing their job?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had some problems with some vandals, but we got some kids to, you know.
Has there been anyone that have had complaints? Maybe something wasn't taken care of to their desires? Maybe a kid that didn't like being punished?
Well, no. I mean, we were having some issues with, you know, I'm sure the government was fixing it, but we there was some electronical issues. Sometimes we'd have a couple brownouts. The government said it was just someone was doing some illegal cable, you know, hijacking cable boxes to get better. Because of that, we had like one or two brownouts, but we got to install some more. The cable companies came out and they upgraded the locks on the telephone's wires so no one can really get into and switch the stuff around without a key. And that was about a month ago, but that's about the only real trouble. We've had some kids with, you know, vandalizing stuff with spray paint, but, you know, kids will be kids. And
any idea who might have been hacking into the power grid, boosting their cable package?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, the fight was on a month ago, and I know he gives you a name, just like, you know, Terrence, you know, he's like, to be asking me,
he doesn't make enough money to hold the afford all them channels on the big TV, but I wasn't going to say anything because, well, what can I say? It was a big screen TV, it was barbecue. I'm sorry, is that important? It was just, yeah.
No.
That's all I know. I mean, like I said, once it was settled about a month ago, we had no brownouts, everything was fine, and, yeah, that's all I have to say, and of course Sylvia, she's like, well, I was just doing laundry, cleaning up the house, and I was talking on the phone with my sister. She runs the laundromat in town, and then she just hung up.
Really? Who's your sister? What's her name?
Peggy. And yeah, mm-hmm. She just, you know, just I tried calling her back, but it might have been a bad connection sometimes. Like we said, we don't talk much, and we were kind of having words. Not to downplay my sister, she's a great woman, but sometimes she acts a little slutty. And she's 30. But no, I'm just kidding.
Wow, your parents!
She acts a little slutty. I mean, she's in her those wild 50s, which I understand. But she, you know, she needs to stop dating them boys all the time. And I assumed I made her angry. And then about an hour later, we had government officials saying that there was a pocket of gas that are you sure it's not terrorists? Because there was a darker-skinned individual in town a few days ago.
Ma'am, we are investigating.
I think he was Hispanic.
Possible options.
But it could have been.
As this is happening, I'm behind this woman at the flap of the tent, and I just start motioning at. I start motioning at Angela's character with the, like, what's going on? I put my hands out, and then I lift the silenced pistol from my belt buckle, and I just, like, kind of point it at my own head, and then I point at the old woman, like, I can shoot her. We can do this right, and then I go do the tick, tick, tick motion.
Yeah, she's going off about, like, she has theories about that. They don't start off racist, but once she goes in, once she starts going to the dark-skinned person, it gets real. Like you're like, oh, that's a little racist. And then she just goes downward. Like, oh, it's a Mexican, but he could have been Asian. And you know how they like. And then she just goes like into more stereotype until the very end. Yeah.
Thank you so much for your help, Mr. and Mrs. Andrews. I've gotta go investigate those people.
Absolutely, it's those people.
Yes.
Oh God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You slowly back away. Okay. Right. And the entire time you're out, soldiers are just kind of talking. You see a couple. You see a van pull up and SUV pull up from the city. Mm-hmm. Clearly, it was one of those people that went in 5 miles and were coming back. And a couple of them are heading out. And one of the soldiers like pulls out a cigarette, lights it up, takes a swig, and a dragon leans against the back of the door.
Okay. I walk up to the guy.
Real quick, can I have a style point for forcing everybody to work within 5 minutes?
Absolutely.
Then I would like to. I'll wait till Jesus is done. Okay, right.
You said it was a soldier, or was one of the guys waiting?
A driver, soldier. Yeah.
Look at you guys.
Okay, working for us.
Yeah, he's working for us.
All right. So what's the situation?
5 miles in. No people, no cows, no animals, nothing. It's just completely, like I said, anything that moved, that had a pulse, it's gone.
Everything, huh? Having any trouble from people trying to get back in?
Yeah, we have a couple people coming in. He actually points, he's like, and here's another one. A guy drives up and, you know, soldiers stop him, mm-hmm. drags him out after a while, and mm-hmm. hauls him in. It's just the truck driver, and the guy's like, I wasn't even coming in. I was just taking a shortcut. You know, God damn it, I'm America. I'm sorry, I thought this was America. You know, and the guy's like, it's been like that. They're usually, you know, not a lot of people work in the big city, but a couple of them do. And
any of them give you extra trouble trying to get in?
Not from us. I mean, if they're really bad, we just bag them up. We knock them out and bag them up. And like I said, they don't really seem to know much of anything.
Fantastic.
Hey, is this true that we heard this was a temporal disturbance?
I can't say anything.
Whatever. Good luck, man.
So, just out of curiosity, how did you get the idea it might be a temporal disturbance?
Oh, this is, you know, no offense, but all the clocks are not moving.
That could have just been the EMP.
That's what I said, but some of the pocket, like we found a couple wristwatches and stuff like that, and they're all frozen. I don't know. Huh. Whenever the clocks freeze, you just assume it's a temporal thing. Good luck, man.
He pats you on the shoulder and walks away.
Okay. Is it temporarily that common that people are...
No, it's one of those things that he probably picked it up from bad sci-fi. And,
All right, true enough. Okay, it's like, well, that's interesting. I didn't even get to yell at anybody. It's been a bad day so far.
But, so, you guys, you see, what's his name?
Davis?
No, not Davis. Mulligan. The guy. Mulligan, yeah. He walks out of the tent, sees you guys, and say, hey! Snaps. He's like, he points towards the SUV, the guy that came out. He's like, you take that one if you guys are going to head out. Head out. Detonator.
No problem. My character comes walking out from one of the other tents. Says, no problem. I'm going to try to buy something with a style point. I take out an aerosol injection gun, and I unceremoniously go over to each one of you and jab you in the neck with it. This is a bioorganic communicator. It'll last 27 hours. I just got it cleared. It's only a couple thousand out of a paycheck, but I thought you guys would appreciate not having to wear the earpieces because, you know, we're the CDC, not the FBI or anything like that. So, congratulations. You can hear each other's thoughts.
What are we, the NSA?
Not thoughts.
Subdermal.
If you touch your wrists.
Oh, great.
If you touch your, it's like a communicator.
Okay.
Great. I like that.
All right, great.
And you don't even have to hold up. You just have to, as long as you're squeezing your wrist a little bit, you will be able to talk.
Smith, so every time we want to talk, we have to look anxious.
Yep.
Which is basically telling.
Smith pauses for a second and then kind of looks at the bottle and turns back to the guy in the CDC outfit. This was the communicator, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I shoot myself with it.
You're so nuts.
Go right. Team. Does anyone else taste apple?
All right, you guys, there's an SUV waiting for you. You guys go into town.
Okay, all right.
Bit
of information, we're talking to the soldiers. Apparently, well, most of them are guessing it's temporal in nature, with the fact that all the clocks have stopped.
Interesting.
This town about a month ago is having power problems. Sounds like possibly someone was doing some experimenting, tapping into the power grid to perhaps draw enough power to work this detonator.
Fantastic.
Alright, well, I got nothing except for the drawing of a retarded child and the word of some kid who probably doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, but there might be something going on at the water tower just southeast of here.
It's worth a look, I guess.
Yeah.
Got nothing else.
So what do we got? We got frozen clocks, we got power fluctuations, and we've got... Fuck, is this a bird? Was there actually anything of interest on the... No.
It was a bird. Basically, your job is... Yeah, if you want to look into see what's going on, but your main job is making sure there's no detonator or whatever the hell device. So that's your first job, to get the device. And then try to figure out what the hell... how it works.
Okay. So we got 24 hours, I feel like, rushing right into this. And giving up these other leads might be, I don't want to say hasty, because hasty's kind of my thing, but Kid said that there was a bright flash coming from this water tower.
With a shot.
Yeah.
All right, so let's check that out first. I don't want to go into the belly of the beast without any idea what the hell we're dealing with. Also, trap.
There's no one left to trap us.
Is exactly what I would make it look like if I wanted to trap us.
Trap us specifically?
Kill us?
It's not worth thinking about right now. We need more information.
Hey, guys! TikTok! You don't got all the time in the world.
Okay. Mulligan, shut up.
Alright, so, get in the car. Sorry, Missy, could you drive? Shitting and grin on my face. I'm sorry. That was inappropriate, Mike. I meant Alicia.
Mulligan! I'll still remember Istanbul. Jackass.
He doesn't look amused. But you guys, the gates open as you start going downtown. And you get to the 5-mile mark. Go past it without much problems. So where are you heading?
Water tower.
Yeah, let's go for the water tower first.
What do we have?
All right, well, you actually have to go through town. Like, the town, like, it's on the other side of the town. So you'd have to go through Main Street.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, go. When else are we going to get a chance to go through a ghost town that might have just been hit by a temporal, like, dirty bomb
last week?
Yeah. Well, you guys go through town, and it is very much like what you would expect. Some cars rolled into, like, some storefronts. Mm-hmm. Some have crashed into each other. There's some small flames. But this, since this was a small town, main street, it wasn't like they were speeding going 60. They were probably doing like 25, and once the person was not there to push down the brake, they just continue going, and some crashed, some didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You see leftover purses laying on the ground. You see a water hose, like a water hose that someone must have turned on. You see a flower shop nearby that they're probably firing. It's still on, pouring out water in the streets. But other than that, you don't see any movement.
Is there a town square that we're driving near?
Main Street.
Is there a town clock?
Yeah.
Okay. Does it read the same time as ours?
No, it stopped.
It stopped. So it did stop.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
This is just like those Left Behind books, except not crap.
You read those? I gave those to you as a joke one Christmas.
You give me books, I read them. That's what I do.
You're a studious individual. The clock stops up here on our right. On our right, we'll see a stopped clock that happened during the temporal dirty bomb.
Yeah, as you guys pass, there's like the hardware store, there's like the small grocers, there's the laundromat. This is where all the shops were in this small town.
Okay. Right?
Are we driving past the hardware store?
Yeah, you are driving past the hardware store. Ike and Mike's.
And that's where that was established to be the center of the incident, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I pull over in front of the hardware store saying, hey, so long as it's on the way, if this is where the center was, it might be worth taking a look around. Hardware stores, plenty of resources.
I'm convinced. I get out of the car.
But you get out of the car, and once you get out, you die. No, you get out, there's nothing there. Right in front of you, there's a hardware store, basic sale posters up, there's some hammers hanging in the wall, doors wide. No, actually, the door's closed.
Alright. Oh well. Take out my shotgun.
It's locked. It says, be back, it says closed for
Fantastic.
The day. A nice little closed sign on it.
Any of you good at opening doors?
Mike?
Actually, yes. Because I assume larceny would be lockpicking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. My average is 3.
All right. Just so, tell me how, like, the average, like, what's an average, what's hard in this game?
Hard is, like, 4, 5, 6.
All right, yeah. You easily, with an average of 3, you kneel down, 1, 2, skip a through, 45, 100, I don't know. 99, 100. You easily pick the lock, open the door, it gives a little bit of a ding, ding, ding as you enter, and you look around. It looks like a hardware store. Definitely a mom-and-pop type shop. A little dusty in here, a little bit green lights instead of, that kind of gray-green light from above, from a flickering overhead light.
Mm-hmm.
But no one else is in here. And you see a door leading to the back, and then just shelves of just tools, and then there's a cash register. And? Candy bars.
Pocket a candy bar.
Okay. That's going to save you one day.
Hershey's. All right. Time to go in the back, I guess. I'll go first.
Please do.
Knock, knock.
Well, you open up the back, and immediately to your left, there is, well, to your right, I mean, there is a stairwell leading up. Probably towards his bedroom, because they did say that he lived in the same, above his store. And then there's a door straight ahead.
And to your right, fire.
I choose fire. Take my shotgun out and I start going up the stairs to where he probably lives.
Okay, cool. Are you guys following?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to check this room.
The door.
I pinch my wrist. I'm going to check this room down here to make sure there are no bogeys.
Yeah, understood.
You open it up and it looks pretty much storage.
Okay.
A lot of there's like some crates. Look, some packages. This looks like where the shit in the front comes from.
Okay, great.
I mean, in a small workshop as well.
No problem. Okay, I'm gonna leave the door open and follow up.
All right.
Upstairs.
I go upstairs.
Right. You go upstairs and you open. There's a door. There's a hallway. First door on your left, bathroom. Second door on your left, bedroom, and then there's a doorway leading all the way to the back.
Yeah, this is ominous at all. Alright. Nothing in the bedroom or the bathroom.
Bedroom is very sparse. It looks like someone does sleep on the mattress, but the dressers are kind of just few t-shirts, few jeans, nothing that really personalizes this.
Mm-hmm. Is there clocks in the room?
Yep.
All stopped?
All stopped.
Same time as outside?
Same time as outside.
I really quickly... watch yourself, Torres. I'm going to check out the bedroom. I'm going to check the trash cans.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah, you go to the trash can, you open it up, and... you open it up, you look in. There's a few fast food wrappers, but you do find a typewriter back page. You know how when they're typing on a typewriter, they have a back page where it bleeds through? You find one of those.
Okay. I'm going to lift that up and take a look at it. Well, actually, fold it up, put it back into my... put it into my coat.
Yeah, there's words. There's definitely, it looks like a letter that was being written.
Okay, I'm just going to make sure that this place isn't rigged to blow before we start reading.
Okay, so you put it in your pocket. Other than that, nothing else of interest.
Okay. I head towards the door.
All right, you open up the back room, and yeah, weird science. Your weird science meter goes off.
God damn.
Wires are just like... coiled around wires, poles. The room is a lot bigger than you would assume. It looks like maybe, since each building is like pressed up against each other, might be actually digging into the next building across, like to its side. Mm-hmm. Like you broke down a wall, and to get this much room. Consoles, computers, some half-eaten food, generator, and in the middle there's just like a copper rod.
That ain't weird.
Not at all. Mike, Andrew, this is more your department than mine. I'm going to make sure the rest of the floor is clear. And I step away.
Disappear.
All right. I have, I guess I can roll to see if I understand what's going on.
You have science?
I have science of one.
Try it. I mean, right. Intelligence plus science, you definitely need to roll this.
All right. I'm going to stop. What, which is, stop? How much does it give me again?
That's a bonus. Check.
I think it gives you 2 to roll before the thing, or you can buy... Oh, God, there's so many games where you can purchase things.
I think it's 2 to roll, so 2 to roll. For now, let's go with that until Angela tells us something. So, yeah, you get
all right, 2 to roll. So I use a style point for this one. Because it feels like this should be important.
Yeah.
3.
Nice. You don't understand what's going on here. What you assume, this is what you assume from your limited amount of science, that...
Science.
Everything feeds into the copper rod. Mm-hmm. And all the wires connected to the copper rod are to feed it energy. They're big slabs of cable and stuff like that. And the only thing that doesn't feed into it is there is one of those, it looks like one of those brain scan things that they put it on your head, like they stick it to your head. One of them is on right on top of it, and that runs to a nearby console. Probably to collect data. But it looks like a large amount of energy needs to feed into the rod, and that's pretty much all it's there for.
Looks like we have our source of the temporal disturbance. Copper rod. Fantastic.
Sorry,
for reference, style points. Billy, do you want it to be a one-to-one spending? One style point gets you one dice?
I say...
There's levels here where you could do...
I would say if you spend one or before the roll, you get you 2. If you can spend it afterwards, they get you 1.
Okay.
Oh, really? Wow, okay.
All right.
And then you can also boost your talent 1 level for every 2 style points. It lasts for an entire scene.
But you can boost it by 1 for a style point?
Spend 2 style points, and your talent is boosted by 1 level.
Oh, wait, got it.
Yeah.
And then you can also reduce damage in combat.
I learned in Angela's game, actually, that is really, really useful, because most talents are stacked. So, for instance, if I wanted to... I have bold attack, which allows me to use charisma for... I chose firearms. Mm-hmm. If I pay 2 style points, I can save for the rest of the scene. It's also for melee.
Mm-hmm.
That's really... It makes you really versatile. Took me 4 games in hers to like, figure that shit out. All
right. So, yeah. It definitely looks like it was collecting data on itself from that... on that one console.
Okay. Right. You hear in your head... I'm sorry, did you say copper rod?
Copper rod.
It looks coppery. I mean, that's what you're guessing right now, but not you're not.
It looks copper.
Unless anybody has anything like to help them with trying to judge what it's made out of.
But, cool. Investigation.
One of you call HQ. I'm going to poke it with a stick. Kidding.
Kidding.
Yeah. It's a joke.
I joke.
We didn't clear you for a stick. All
right, so,
so I'm going to read the paper while they're doing this thing.
Okay. It's in Russian.
Okay. I'm going to try... see, I took linguistics, but I don't know if I'm... I guess I'm supposed to choose languages?
Yeah, you specialize in a language, or, like, I took linguistics and specialized in codes.
Oh.
But it also works for speaking languages.
Oh, I don't...
If you want to say you're... I'm fine with that, I mean...
Okay, yeah,
you can also You can take a specialization in translation specifically, which is not just, I know how to speak this language, but it's that important skill of I can translate on the fly.
But I still have to choose a language to
yes,
be able to
you
do
would.
It with. All right. I'm fine with... I mean, Bill, if you're okay with it, I'll choose Russian just to...
Yeah, sure.
Why would I choose Spanish? It's like, shit.
Bastard.
Okay, yeah. So I'll take... I got linguistics at 3, so do I just get the one language? Or?
I think so.
Oh, okay. So I'll take Russian.
All right. So are you writing it down or are you just reading it? Like, are you transcribing what it says or...?
I'm just reading it and trying to mouthing out the words of what it means. So, like,
as you're mouthing out the word, basically, it's talking about ordering bread to someone called Maria. It doesn't make a lot of sense in English, but it's I'm ordering bread. I look forward to getting your bread, blah blah blah. It's a lot of non sequiturs combined together.
Sex. That's what bread is.
I want your bread so much,
Mike.
Hmm.
I think I have a cipher.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Russian.
Okay.
So we get to work together again.
Yay!
I mean, more than we usually do.
Highlight of my week.
And, Andrew.
Yeah.
Need you to go ahead and call HQ. Not poach things with sticks. Call HQ, ask them to get a specialist here, or at least walk you step by step via VChat on to what to do with this machine, okay? We got 23 hours and 31 minutes. Okay.
I call HQ when I get a chance.
Teamwork rules!
Okay, you actually pull out your... You have a cell phone or... There seems to be interference going on. But that's not unusual for a temporal situation. Usually they kind of... If you guys are close, they run copper wire to you. Like, they run a phone wire along with you. But since you were kind of a couple miles in, they couldn't do that. So, but the best choice might be to actually use one of the phones here, like the landline, in order to call.
The one in the guy's bedroom.
Yeah, okay, you go in, and I'll get to that. Okay. You?
We're going to do a teamwork role.
All right.
Because he's, like, translated it for me, so he's, like, helping me with the idioms and that sort of thing, and I'm going to use my code-breaking specialty.
Okay.
Do we round up or down for averages?
For averages, what it is, you roll the single dice. If you get a success, then you round up. If you have no successes, you round down.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's just like, period, that is what we'll
you do
determine.
It each time. You do it each time.
Okay. Okay, cool. Yeah, so I'm going to try to roll my linguistics, which is 4. So that's 2 reds, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Whereas I need... Can I have a red dice, Billy?
One!
5.
Wow! So I'm, like, mad slow on the Russian.
Yeah. As you're reading it, you actually pick up a few things. There's a few slang words in there that are very much a Soviet... They were used a lot by the Soviet Union. Very, very much in, like, the government. There's a few, not slangs, but more of military...
Jargon?
Jargon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just one or two words, which definitely you make, you think, like, this guy was definitely post... was probably from...
Spetsnaz?
Yeah. Okay. From the Soviet Union. This is not about bread. Clearly. What you're starting to pick up is you're actually circling certain letters... spelling out words that you don't understand, but you do.
Mm-hmm.
And after this while, what you get is there's definitely a correspondence with an old colleague about research and development. Something along temporal and time travel, which is always delightful to hear. The current, talking about electricity problems. It's basically a report to somebody about some of the difficulties that they're handling, and And basically, by the end of it, you get to the point where it's like, I'm trans. I've conducted it to the landlines that are around here to help conduct some of the electricity.
Also, I just realized we did that roll wrong. All that was supposed to happen is that you just get plus two to your roll. Oh. As long as I have four or over total of what the skill is, then you just get plus two to your roll.
Yeah, so basically, what? Seven. Yeah. Yeah, okay, well, great. But you, as you're looking for, okay, with a seven, you kind of tilt your head as you realize he's talking about using the landlines to conduct, to bring in more electricity. He's altered something in his house to allow him to use the landlines to up the electricity.
Taurus!
Goddamn phone! All right, I'll just
use
the landline.
You pick up the phone, and it gives off the first ring, you hear, Taurus! And suddenly, you hear from, the back room, a spark. And suddenly the lights go dim, dark. And then you just hear crackling from the... And of course, the phone suddenly, there's a shot of, electricity in your hand. You drop it immediately. It hurts like hell, but you'll be fine. And,
Meanwhile, I'm, reading out, Dos tieres, gimesh,
sir. Moom. Woom.
Don't cross the street!
Suddenly, there's a bright light in front of you. All of you see a bright light. You're not in the same room. You guys were probably deciphering this. Well, where were you two, actually? He was in the bedroom when he did this. You two were right next to the copper rod?
I never left that room.
Okay, well, if you never left the room, this is what you see. There's a spark of electricity that comes from... from it looks like a pile of shit. Of trash and garbage, but then you actually you kind of brush it aside. You see it's a phone, probably the same landline. By him activating it, you see a spark travel through the wire, hits the copper wiring. Suddenly, the other spark starts traveling the wires and hits the copper wire from every angle. The globe on top of the copper wire starts glowing bright, bright yellow, and suddenly it pulsates. Pulsates faster and faster and faster, and even before you can even turn to run, it suddenly erupts and engulfs you, and it almost feels like a wave of water presses against your skin, but you can't go back. It doesn't push you back, you're just kind of stuck there as if someone's holding you against this wave of water. And the water cannot go through you or around you, it's trying to hold back. It's more like a plasticky feel, and it's contorting to your face, and you can't breathe. You are panicking as it feels like it's actually going into your mouth. And suddenly, as it seems like you're running out of oxygen, it goes through you.
Taurus!
And in front of you is a bedroom. In front of you guys, you are in the bedroom, and it is completely different than what you expected. Mm-hmm. It has twin beds, a fancy light heading overhead, a toy box next to it, a record's playing. Exactly. But
give me a drink.
And there's no phone in your hand. You guys, you turn around towards the door where it was.
Too late, the song's in our heads.
Yeah. You got the door. There's no door. There's a wall. And you guys are in, looks like a storage attic.
The old, completely restructured the material wall trick.
If it's a storage attic, that means there's boxes of stuff up here?
Yeah.
All right. There's no door in the wall, but if there's shit up here, there still has to be a way out. Look, on the floor, see if you can find, a trap door that let us out.
You do look around, you kind of push some boxes aside, and you finally find, where a ladder would be.
Mm-hmm. Taurus is still in the bedroom. Hands to knees. Head to knees, just shaking.
Okay, Well, whenever you are ready to go, but... It takes you about a good 5 minutes to finally slowly stand up, and you're looking around, fresh coat of paint. You do hear a clattering of thunder outside. And it's dark. You came in here about 5 o'clock. It's still kind of nice out. This is completely dark.
I slowly open the trap door.
Down below, you see there is lamps. Electricity clearly is on. Nice carpet. Probably leads down to a hallway.
Okay, I make the finger over mouth shushy motion to Mike, and I slowly climb down the ladder.
Mike? Oh, you touch your wrist? And yep. Suddenly you hear a crackling, but then you hear, Mike?
Philip?
Torres.
Yeah.
Okay. You're here.
Yeah. What the hell happened?
I'm not positive, but I think we just McFlyed.
What?
Don't you read the memos? McFlyed. I don't think we're in our temporal time
stream.
Oh,
street. Yeah. Sorry.
We ain't in Kansas anymore.
It's a good movie, though. What? Anyway, what?
Anyways, meet outside, backyard.
All right. Okay.
Okay, you guys are...
Do I still have, or whoever of us was holding the type sheet, the back type sheet, do we still have that?
Type sheet. No, it's gone.
Okay.
It's gone.
But we still have
it. No. You were holding it, so yeah, it was absolutely... Okay. You still have it in your hand.
Okay, great.
All right. Actually, you're right then. If you were holding the receiver in your hand, you still have the receiver. You don't have the rest of the phone. You have the no, you dropped it because it shocked
yes.
you. So no, you don't have the phone.
Okay.
But yeah, anything you were touching, say for like, my feet were on the ground. anything you were touching was on you. So yeah, you do have that still.
Okay. So I head downstairs.
So I still have my micro penis.
Yeah, you do have your micro penis.
Thank God.
But you loaned it to Daniel.
Wow! Yeah, wow! He's... Yeah, wow.
Daniel's never coming back.
There's going to be a fight. There's going to be a fight.
Right. Which I will record.
Also, Vegas money's on Daniel. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, I understand. Yeah, I'm a very weak man. Okay. You two go down, you walk down nice walls, nice carpet. Looks like pretty brand new. Go down some stairs, and it's actually what you've stopped by is it looks like the hardware store was right next to the diner.
Uh-huh.
The diner, that looked like an old diner. Mm-hmm. It's oldish. This looks polished. I mean, I'm talking where you would probably assume that, hey, this is the diner. You didn't go in it, but you guys would assume, like, hey, you know, they probably have some, like, you know, duct tape over some of the broken...
Vinyl seats.
This looks polished, new, and they definitely have a theme. It's definitely 50s theme, people. It, you know... Yeah. There is food left on the plates. There's soda pops. There's a jukebox still playing music.
But there's nobody there.
Nobody there. You can make an investigation check though if you want to see anything else. But
yes.
That's what you got so far.
Philip is busy like literally throwing a tantrum in his like nice suit. He's just like punching the air and kicking like fuck. Total temporal displacement. Do you have any idea how much paperwork this is?
This has never been done. No one's ever actually come back from temporal.
Exactly, voice in my head. That's the problem. If we come back, oh, they're going to ask us so many questions.
Three successes for investigation.
Okay. You actually stop as you notice a trail from the back of the counter leading towards into the kitchen. It's dissolving. Looks kind of bloody.
Oh, okay.
But as you take a step towards it, it starts slowly dissolving away as it's slowly starting to vanish. But something is got dragged, it looks like, but it's vanishing slowly but surely.
Heads up, Phil, I'm following something. I'm running towards the kitchen.
Fuck. God, I'm not
even
listening.
Yes, this is productive. Shut up.
So, yeah, you open up the back door, the swinging door, and, what you see is there is a person on the ground, convulsing. Looks like, honestly, somebody from not the 1950s. They have like a Radiohead,
Radiohead t-shirt.
Radio t-shirt, jeans, the newest Air Jordans, man. You know, spiky hair. It looks like he's clutching onto a baseball bat, but there's something on top of him. Vaguely human. Vaguely. I say that is, it looks like a piece of skin imagine like a piece of skin that just covers the entire body. There's no orifices. There's nothing. The skin is almost kind of reptilian, kind of amphibian, dark black, no hands except for like these little, well, you don't see where his hands end because they're embedded into the guy. The guy's convulsing and the creature's just on top of him. And as you see the trail of blood that's been left by dragging this kid along, is slowly fading until it reaches the kid, and then he slowly starts to fade away until he's gone.
Oh, shit.
The creature stands up.
It is the ink monster. Shit!
That's a distorting thing. It holds its hands out in their long, sharp tubes. Not pinchers. There's no actual
flippers?
Thing. There's no grip. Mm. It has, like, arms, forearms, but instead of, like, just hands, it has, they just keep on going until they end in a point.
Mm.
And it stands up, and it convulses a little bit.
I grab my gun and hold it out. Freeze!
And it does that Resident Evil scene where it just slowly turns its head towards you as soon as it hears freeze.
Oh, I play Barry, and I run and look at the blood and go, what is this?
You almost became a Mike sandwich. No, it turns around and it looks at you, and suddenly the lights overhead blink out.
Oh shit!
Dark. You hear scurrying.
Andrew, check that out.
I'm still getting out of my building.
He's not with us. You and I.
Oh shit!
Yeah, and your building as well. The lights in here suddenly dim, and the only thing that's on is the light glow from the jukebox.
Uh-huh. Okay,
I belong in the rain.
I take out my gun.
I feel a pain.
I'm going to cover myself with a hand flashlight just over my shooting hand.
Mm-hmm. Alright, Angela, you see nothing. It's completely dark in here. The only slight glow, you see a light flash behind you from like the window as you cross. Mm-hmm. Like your flashlight shines slightly.
And the way that I'm holding my flashlight with my wrist over my gun hand, mm-hmm. I'm going to press down on it whenever I need to communicate with her.
Cool. Okay.
Could I hear which direction the thing was scurrying?
Oh, yeah. It's towards you.
Oh, yay!
And just tell me when
I'll get to you in a second. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, don't worry. I'll get to you.
I have a shotgun.
Suddenly, a head lands in front of you, and it's Andrews.
Yay!
Yay!
Well, I didn't see this coming.
With his flashlight shining through, can I see anything?
That doesn't happen yet. Something's okay. Charging you, you feel. I'm giving you a second to respond. You hear something charging from the front of you.
If it's directly in front of me, I'm just going to shoot.
Yep, go ahead and flip, or roll, or do whatever you want to do.
Let's see. Do I take
minuses? Do you start taking minuses when it's in the dark?
It's
minus two.
Yeah, but is that actually subtracting dice? Yes, I think it does.
Yeah, all minus right. two.
So, let's see. So, it'd be four plus an extra one because it's my specialty. Bamf. Four.
Okay. The brightness of your gun as you fire away, it kind of plays out the scene. It's things running towards you, and you sink a couple bullets into it, and that kind of stumbles it back, but it's still going, and as it brings back its arm, suddenly the flashlight, mm-hmm. the light beam from the flashlight goes through the window, and it barely touches this thing for a second, and from what you see, it doesn't have a face. It just is a skin, but it reacts in the most horrifying fashion imaginable. And it just vanishes, just gone. And suddenly the lights click back on, and then you hear the jukebox. It seems like it was playing, but it was a little bit more softer than usual.
Yeah.
And all that staticky, and it starts playing a 1950s tune.
I've got sunshine. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Love 50s music.
Investigation.
No, because I don't have it.
Okay.
So I do
you have any media stuff, like for music or anything like that? Because you just said you like 50s music?
Yes.
Intelligence, then.
Not the best, but okay. Two!
I've been walking in the rain. Tears are falling and I feel ashamed.
Feel the pain.
Feel the pain.
No problem.
That's not from the 1950s. Is it?
I think it is.
Oh, is it? My Pushing Little you. Runaway.
Yeah, that was Del Shannon, 1962, I think. So
1962.
Sorry, listeners.
Okay.
I think that was 62.
Okay.
We're going to get an email.
Okay, yeah. It might be... I think you're right. It's actually a 62. Okay. Never mind. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, okay. For now, because it was Del Shannon in 1962.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, anyways. The music back to playing, but it's a different song. I got sunshine. Yeah. And you guys look around. Lights are on, and the thing's nowhere to be seen.
Okay.
Is there any sign of blood, like, Radiohead?
When I shot it? I'm calling him Radio. The kid called Radio. The Radiohead.
Well, no, not that. I'm assuming that's where I disappeared. I shot the thing. Is there any blood?
Yeah, there is blood.
Okay, is it disappearing on me?
The only time it disappears is when you run your flashlight, because your flashlight's on still, and as you kind of lower it, it runs over, the beam runs over the blood, and it sizzles and pops, but as soon as the flashlight beam is away from it, it's fine.
But the light from the actual...
it's a dim light.
Mm-hmm. So, earlier, the blood from the kid dissolved as we looked at it. This... Nothing happens to it until the flashlight beam is directly on it, and then it boils.
Yes.
Okay.
Torres, be on alert. We just encountered a bogey. Sensitive to flashlight beams, and allergic to bullets.
Okay, Angela, just curious. We have that heavy-duty flashlight. What kind of light is that? It's like a better... It's more...
It's not LED. It's, is it?
That it's a more concentrated light. It's
It's
not UV. It's
one of those things. You know,
I forgot what it's called.
Things.
Yeah,
it's bright. Bright light.
Ultra light.
Whatever. We'll figure out what it's called, but that might be the reason. You have a stronger beam compared to these. These are like from the 1950s. They're still using just conventional.
They're using incandescents, and we're not at this point.
Yeah. So, yeah, and there you guys are, just staring at the boiling blood whenever you run your light over it. You walk out of the room looking dazed and confused, and on the wall there's some nice portraits, and some nice pictures on the wall of mostly from, like, black and white of people at, like, a World's Fair and stuff like that.
That's interesting. I remember used to have those.
But you see the bathroom door, you open it up, bathroom. And then down below, there's, like, the stairs to the hardware store.
Head downstairs?
When you get down to the stairs, you see the books are filled with a lot of books. The shelves are filled with books. It's a bookstore.
Well, this is different. So much so. I can do a quick round nesting. Weird, looking for bogeys, apparently.
No bogeys.
All right.
LED.
Suddenly, LED, okay. So your light is LED. It's top of the line. You touch your right when you say, like, you're looking around, you hear someone say, we just reached a bogey, which is him.
Describe it, please.
Humanoid covered in skin. Help me out here, Mike.
It was just skin.
Amphibian.
Yeah, it looked kind of amphibious or reptilian, but otherwise, yeah, vaguely human-shaped, had flippery, pointy arms that we saw embedded in a person who is presumably now deceased. They have also disappeared.
And they were 20th century.
Are we being attacked by a Geiger monster now?
21st century. Yeah, but the guy who died. 21st century. Not from, well, I look around, whatever this is.
Then I guess we know what happened to the rest of the people that might be here. Or stuck here. All right, heading out. Okay. Oh, by the way, hardware store? No, bookstore. Kind of weird. Click.
He's going to read all those books. Remember what he said? Put a book in front of me, he's going to read it.
Oh, God.
War and Peace. I never read this one. Yeah.
It was the worst of times. It was the best of times. All right, so where are you going?
I'm walking out.
Through the front?
Through the...
You got to join the rest of the team because there's monsters about.
Okay, so...
Through the front, yes.
You walk out. What?
Nothing.
That wasn't One Piece. I know it wasn't One Piece. That was Dickens.
It's okay. That's fine. It's fine.
Right. You walk tail up to titty. Cities.
Okay.
Titty.
Freud says what?
What? Penis? What?
My microphone.
Oh, Danny boy. Okay. Oh, my God. This is what happens when one of you misses.
Well,
people.
We were really good for like a solid 20 minutes now.
I know. Okay, you walk out. You walk out and... the first thing you notice is the sky is completely black. And when I say it's completely black, I don't mean like, oh, it's dark out, it's midnight. There's no stars in the sky. It's dark, not cloudy, it's dark. Black. You see a couple of the lights, definitely 1950s model, you know, just the pole and then the big globe on top of it, that are on. You see a few of the cars are still around, But some, it's almost weird. It seems like some of them are parked, but some are in the middle of the road driving with their headlights on. Nobody's in them, but they're just there. Looks like they were abandoned, but they made sure to close all the doors. One even has its blinker on that was about to pull into a drive into like an alleyway.
I checked the clocks.
It is 5:56.
What time were all the clocks at the other town?
5:56.
Okay.
Fantastic. Well, this isn't creepy enough. Go next door.
Okay.
You guys all right? Any monsters I should shoot in the face?
We'll tell you if we see him.
Hey, you open the door, and you look at it's called a wall. Waldwort's books.
Mm-hmm.
What you just came out of. You guys step out and you see the same place. It's definitely in the past. Definitely not what you came from. Mm-hmm. You don't know exactly what date it is, but you would guess 1950s.
I was going to say, I want to know, is there a calendar in the diner?
Yeah, there is. 1959.
What month?
April.
Was it April when we left?
Yes.
What year is it when we left?
2012.
Okay, just making sure. 1990s, making that T-shirt with Radiohead on it that much more.
1959. You say that out loud. As soon as you hear 1959, mm-hmm. you realize something.
Mm-hmm. Do you mind if?
The radio was. You definitely heard something from the 1960s on the radio.
Yeah, I just found Del Shannon 61.
Yeah, so. 61. Yeah, that's. You know Del Shannon. You like Del Shannon. The old you loved it, so you loved it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not from 1959. So either the calendar's wrong or that's something.
Okay. Team, I'm going to go check out the jukebox. Here's something strange. Mike, you just said that it's 1959?
That's what the calendar says.
Okay, April at 5:59. Now, that's the date that we left, not the year, obviously. But the thing is the jukebox was just playing a song that won't drop from the records until 2 years from now. No one's heard of Del Shannon. I'm going to go take a look around, see if there are any temporal anomalies or inconsistencies. If I need your help, I'll give you the predetermined sign, which is a high-pitched scream.
We're used to that from
confirmed.
So you guys are you're kind of in the front of the window.
Yeah.
You go and you can check out the jukebox. Definitely, there's no... My Little Runaway at all, but mostly 1950s, early 1950s. It definitely looks like they haven't updated. They have a few, one or two, like newer stuff. They might have like a couple from 1956, 1957, but a lot more old school 50s.
Mm-hmm. Like the Supremes.
Yeah.
Supremes
are
60s.
Yeah, they're 60s. I'm really having trouble with the 50s.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. I should have had more, yeah.
Probably wouldn't make sense for me to have a shotgun, would it?
Yeah,
you guys got weapons of this.
Sorry, so just make sure.
Yeah, if you have a shotgun, you have a shotgun.
Okay, just wanted
to
sure. We work for fucking Indigo. We get what we want.
Yeah, so you're looking at that. You guys look around, and the diner looks like what you would expect. Food's still warm.
Mm-hmm.
There's drinks. There's soda pop. There's a rag on the counter. Everything, all that jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like what you would expect from it. The only thing that's different is now you know there was a creepy monster on it.
Well, fantastic. All right. So, theories, besides the fact we went back in time. See a monster?
I think we can confirm that we went back in time. All right,
so we went back in time. Were there skin monsters in the 1950s? Was that an Indigo project that it wasn't aware of?
My clearance only goes back to the 70s.
You see her from the jukebox suddenly...
Even I know that's not from the 1950s.
I'm going to step away from the jukebox.
Yeah, you step away from the jukebox. It's going nuts with clearly music that shouldn't be. And once again, the lights start flickering until they're off.
This is not Nat King Cole.
Yeah, so the lights suddenly...
Or Jimmy Forrest.
The lights outside even slowly start to fade, like in front of the diner. Suddenly here.
I think it's back in here with me, team.
You guys probably have flashlights as well.
Yeah, okay. No, they don't have clearance for flashlights. Yeah, yeah.
I figured okay. It was just, I also figured I didn't have time to pull one out.
No, absolutely. No, absolutely.
All right, but I also put, it to hold a shotgun, I need to take out my pistol instead of my shotgun.
Okay.
Because, you know, I can't hold both. I wish I could.
Could always just tape it.
Yeah, just duct tape it to the top front of your shotgun.
Do we have duct tape?
Well, when you have time, that's an option.
Yeah, right? When I have time, yes.
Yeah, right, yeah, you quickly pull out
your
gun.
Oh, just go into the hardware store.
Ah! Oh, Walden.
Okay, so no, you guys pull out your flashlight and you look around, shining it, and every blue moon, every second or two, you occasionally see like a limb rush past with your beam.
The weird reptilian.
A limb, yeah, a reptilian limb.
I'm gonna back away towards the door. Towards the door.
Okay.
Very quickly.
You need to make a perception check, which is there alertness?
Yes, there is an alertness.
Oh, yeah. Is there?
Yeah. I don't think I have took it. Whoops. But
you can, if you have alertness, you can make an alertness check in order to spot it. It's very fast, whatever
Otherwise
it is.
It's perception, though, right?
-2 if you don't have the skill.
Yeah. Okay, so -2 to perception.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
One.
So
what was it? So it's what, intelligence?
-2 perception.
What's perception?
Perception is a
Perception is intelligence plus willpower.
Oh.
Yeah, the box down in the corner tells you how to figure out all your secondary attributes.
Alright, so -2?
Yeah.
And one.
One.
Two.
What? So, you guys are just trying to catch it. You just hear it keep on getting closer and closer as it's like just dodging your beams of light like whoa. And you immediately, just as you hear it like suddenly, you turn towards the corner and just catch it square on with your flashlight. And you can take a shot at it.
And it gets Flechette in the face. Maybe not Flechette, it gets a solid. Okay.
So,
I'm just going to calmly...
What's your gun?
My firearms is... Oh, actually, that's not true. 7.
And plus, is it... Do you take the damage of the gun as well?
Yes. So it's your... Whatever your rating in firearms is, plus your damage.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's put the glasses back on, David.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah, these numbers rating. Right here. So whatever the firearm rating for here.
Okay.
Did you take a specialty in your firearm?
Where is my firearms? No, I did not.
So okay. 7 plus...
Two lethal.
Yeah, so 9 dice. Okay. Oh, well, 9, whatever.
What's the blue?
3.
Okay. 2, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 6.
Okay. You, it's odd because when you shot at the thing, it kept on coming. But it seems like when you had the light directly on it and you nailed it, that what did it. It falls straight to the ground and just lands in a clump and it starts like shaking its limbs trying to get up. It seems like it just can't seem to get its like claws into the ground in time. You guys can now see it and there it is on the ground.
I shoot it a lot.
You know what? You don't even need to roll. You take out, you shoot it twice because, make sure to count your bullets.
All right.
How many bullets do you guys all have?
Say I had an extra clip.
Yeah, I'm going to say you...
Yeah, I was going to say, can we...
How much is a clip?
It depends on the gun. My gun has a capacity of 6.
Yeah, all right. My 6, you have... you've used 3... I'm going to say you have 9 bullets left. You just have a basic...
9mm.
Then I'm going to say
with
what? 12?
8. 8 capacity.
Oh, so 8 capacity. So
each clip...
You shot it... So you have 7 bullets left.
Okay.
Plus a clip. So 7, so 15 bullets.
Okay. I had a Walt PBK, which is a capacity of 8, and a shotgun, which has a capacity of 5.
Okay, so you say you shoot a lot.
Yes.
Well...
I freaked out a little bit.
Start at 5 times. Start. I'm going to say 5 times.
Okay.
With the pistol?
Yeah, pistol. So you have 3, and you have another 8, so you have 11. Uh-huh. You have 11 bullets in all.
Okay.
Plus, you have 5 shots in your shotgun.
Okay.
Because you didn't pack more than... You didn't think that. But, yeah, you...
Sorry, I didn't think I would go back in time, but...
Yeah, you unload into it until it finally it stops moving, and you with your light on top of you, you see it starting to sizzle away.
Jesus, Torres. What, you got a thing for bugs?
It's dark in here, all right? Why are there walls?
Suddenly the jukebox goes back to playing whatever 1950s classic you want, and the lights come back on.
Starts playing, like, Let's Twist Again.
Let's Twist Again!
like we did last summer. I want to wear your face again.
I don't think it's how it goes. Oh, God, we've already changed time. We made Fats Domino a psychopath.
All right.
That's Chugga Checker. My bad.
Let's not let it get dark again.
So, this thing has to do with electricity. Draws electricity out, comes and attacks us. Or tries to communicate, and we answer the only way humans know how, by shooting it.
It stabbed a guy, so I don't think it wants to communicate. I think it wants to give us a permanent hug.
Okay.
You suddenly see, you hear like the sound of wheels on pavement, and you see a car zoom past, dodging the already cars on the road. Sometimes it's like slamming against the on the sidewalks, just moving past, and you see three of these things on top of the car, and the guy's like, Jesus! Jesus! And you hear, it flies by the window, and it goes down the street until you hear a crash.
Let's investigate that, boys.
Okay, team, we are going to, as we start running, I start unscrewing, I take out like a silencer, you notice that it's an indigo silencer. It won't come out for like another 7 years or something. Mm-hmm. It's biodegradable. If I lose it, I just apply electricity and it'll disappear or some shit like that. And I start to put on like, no, we should go loud. Count your bullets, hand to hand if you need to. And the second we clear this up, we're robbing the first gun store we see.
Oh, yeah.
We're in South Dakota. I think we can manage this.
I bring up my nightstick.
I think we're still in South
Dakota. By the way, I have a nightstick.
You have a nightstick?
I have a nightstick.
One of those things that you pull and you, like, flick it out.
Oh, a telescoping baton? Yeah. Those things are nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I
not lethal, though, but still, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Okay.
You guys run out into the street, and you notice, as the car was going down, you still actually tried. It actually just swiped the side of a building, you heard that crash. When you came out, you still see it's driving, but it's swerving. Mm-hmm. And as it drives by lights, the lights are all going out as it passes. But after a while, they go back on as soon as the car is farther away. The things are stabbing into the car back and forth, until the car finally just hits the side of the sidewalk wrong and then just crashes into what looks maybe like a laundromat down the road. And then you just hear a scream. And then you hear like a call of...
Alright, so do we still go with the investigate plan?
No, I think we've seen everything we need to.
Alright.
Gun store.
Where's the gun store?
I don't know, but Mike's about to procure us a car, aren't you, Mike?
Yes.
All right, so, yeah, there's cars parked, there's cars on the road.
Oh, no, the Oldsmobile!
I'm grabbing the nearest thing that looks like it coasted to a stop, not something that crashed into a building.
None of these look like they're coasted to stop. It looks like it was just on the road driving and then stopped.
Well, all right, then. That's not the nearest one.
All right, so you go, and it's a nice Cadillac?
Sure.
Yeah, so you guys...
Is there still a key in the ignition?
Yeah, absolutely. Key's in the ignition. Coffee's still hot in the cup holder. The door is unlocked. Well, the door is not locked, but they had their window down. So you just get in.
I get in and
like elbow a non-existent window and almost fall in. God, they were trusted in the 50s.
I'm very suspicious, but like squinting at the ignition, and I turn it.
As soon as you turn, you try to turn it, it's already on, and suddenly the car. You as soon as you guys are all in, you climb in. Mm-hmm. You kind of grab the ignition and you turn it, but it doesn't go any further because it's already turned. Mm-hmm. And it's almost as if the act of turning it, suddenly the car starts forward, and you actually have to swerve out of the way of the car in front of you, and you get it on the road.
Do we just like kind of jettison forward as if we had more as if we already had kinetic energy behind us?
Absolutely.
Fucking writing this down in my little notebook. It's like, we basically, I think, just hijacked the kinetic energy that existed before whoever owned this car disappeared. That's important to note for anything else that might have just, quote, stopped
when this happened. Why has stuff here just stopped, whereas where we were earlier, things like coasted to a stop? They expended their energy. Here it seems to have been arrested.
Maybe... Just maybe. Well, we went back in time, right? But maybe we just didn't go back in time and just kept going. Maybe we went back in time to a point where it stopped.
Well, you need to read more, because that didn't make no sense.
Let me...
You're slowly... you kind of actually have to go a little slower as you, like, go through, like... It's a busy street, and sometimes you have to swerve into the other lane to get through it. It's kind of a slow-paced move.
Siri, where's the gun store? Siri! Okay.
You guys actually... Yeah, you could start looking for gun stores. It's going to take a little while going this route, but you're slowly moving through over the sidewalk. It's actually easier to just get on the sidewalk and just start... Avoiding the benches occasionally.
Okay, maybe. We always think of time flowing. But maybe each moment in time is just a moment in time. Maybe when we're back in time, we're just stuck here. And that's why everything's frozen like this. Doesn't explain the skin monsters, but still.
That might be the quote for this game.
Explain the skin monsters. Fuck, I don't know. Okay, Jesus.
We're brainstorming here.
Yeah.
Thank you. Jesus, as soon as you bring it up, you guys are going to combine your temporal knowledge of what you know. And it's not a lot. But, Jesus, you remember one time you tried arresting someone who was trying to do a nuclear, a temporal window. And he had a theory, much like what you just repeated. Time's not flowing. Mm-hmm. Imagine time is like a reel on a film. That it's just going until the end of the film. The end of the universe. Mm-hmm. What if you were to go back to one frame? From, say, after you watch 60 minutes of the film, you say, I want to go back to the frame for 30 minutes into the film. Everything that's happened has already gone. Anything moving had already gone. Anything with that electrical spark, electrical current is gone. But the echo of that static, which is not as quick as light, or the whatever, that density might still be framed for a while.
Hmm.
It's an idea. No one's really cut it off, but it's not. Just think of it almost time as like a movie reel. Mm-hmm. If you go to the one frame, everything's frozen as you look at it. You might be in a single frame of time.
My God.
But when we touch it, because we're not from here...
We bring our motion, we bring our spark into it. When you went to the jukebox, it changed because you went near it.
Yeah. Yeah, it did.
Because you were listening to it. Sound has a different...
Perception. God damn it, I wish I would have studied more physics.
Kind of glad you didn't. I'm having trouble keeping up
with that. Okay, if you guys are going to look for it, make a perception roll to see if you can find anything to value around here.
Alright. Right. Oh no, it's two.
Yay. Three.
Five.
Whoa!
Guns!
You actually have to, you're like, stop it. It doesn't say guns in front. Uh-huh. It says camping equipment. It says, like, camping.
Happy fun time camping equipment.
No, it says, like camping and outdoors.
I know this code.
Which is basically 1950s.
My people, they speak to me.
Yeah, it's basically code for shotguns, and rifles. Kill-a-thon. Do you want to kill? We got things you can kill. We got bears. We got people you can kill. You want to hunt a person? We can
hunt
a person.
Oh, they have a Red Rider BB gun!
It doesn't say guns, but you can assume, like, the... that this would be the best place for guns. You also notice that you might not have had the only one thought about this, because the front window has been, like, something's been thrown through the front window.
Goddamn looters. All right, let's loot it.
Wait, as we get out of the car, looters? I thought we were the only people here, aside from the...
Well, we know there's been at least two others, because there was Radiohead that got...
Oh, and Grand Theft Auto bit it, so...
And everyone else in town, maybe. Everyone else, well...
Well, no one is stopping our 21st century asses from getting locked and loaded.
Indeed.
I mean, this is protocol. Sorry, but right now, we are the most valuable thing this planet fucking has in the city.
Mm-hmm. Let's get loaded.
All right.
With bullets, not with the... I put away my joint.
Oh, let's get loaded. Yeah, with guns. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Load up.
Right? Right next to, like... Camera slowly pans over from camping equipment to liquor store. You're like, right, I'm going to make some Molotov cocktails as well, right? Guys?
I just see you like drinking a whole bunch and then shove a rag in your mouth.
A bunch of monsters standing in the street like, I don't know. That's actually, what do you want to do?
Okay, so you guys...
people be crazy.
You, you click on your flashlight because the lights are off here. And okay. Even as you try to turn on the lights, flick it on and on, they are not working.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool.
Flashlights up. Let's do this.
All right, you enter you see camping equipment, some baseballs, a rack of baseballs, and baseball mitts, and baseball equipment.
No one cares.
And
I grab a baseball bat, actually.
Oh, okay. You grab a baseball bat. Get sturdy wood.
Actually, are there axes and stuff in here for camping?
Yeah, of course there. There's there is an axe.
All right, I get an axe.
Well, it's a hatchet. It's not a manly Viking axe, but it's a hatchet.
Could I say that, for cutting down wood?
Well, yeah.
I mean, a full of hacks is what I mean.
He wants to get upgraded from, tenderfoot to evil death.
How much is an actual axe?
Look it up.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, I'm sure there's an axe of some kind in there.
Yeah, but, okay. You guys look around. It looks like it's been looted a lot. You get to the back where they have the rifles, and it looks like the rifles, the display case where they had, more of the shotguns and stuff, that's been broken into, and everything like that. A lot of the rifles are gone. You do see that there are they have a wire running through a display of actual rifles.
Mm-hmm.
Those remain because it looks like someone couldn't get the lock because there's a flimsy lock on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the lock looks like it's been damaged of someone trying to beat it,
mm-hmm.
but they couldn't break it and they just abandoned the search. But there's about five rifles that are left,
mm-hmm.
and a whole bunch of bullets that are on the ground.
I hold my hand up in the everybody stop motion. I say, Mike, can you take a look at all of this and tell me, give an idea of who looted this place? Are we talking 1950s schmucks or 2012 schmucks?
I suppose I can do an investigation.
Yeah, you investigate the site.
Let's see.
I doubt that anybody's going to leave a Converse sneaker print from the 1950s.
Mm-hmm. Two.
It's kind of hard to do, just to judge about who looted it. Whatever you're able to get from it is, they didn't do it in a very organized fashion.
Mm-hmm.
The bullets on the ground are just scattered. Some boxes have been stampeded on. It looked like a mad grab.
Can I tell, is there, was it a mass looting, or does it look like only a few people have been through?
You would say maybe, you do are able to pick up a couple footprints, how about that?
Okay.
Showing there's more than just one person to do this. But you've seen mass looting where it's you've been around. You were in the Congo at one point, and you saw what happens when a mass of people... Mike was.
This isn't rioting.
This wasn't rioting where there was 100 people stampeding into mm-hmm. Grab food. This might have been a couple people over time, or it might have been a group of people to definitely grab it, but it wasn't the entire town that vanished ran here at once.
Yeah, report back. It's no idea who did it. I know there was multiple who's, but I can't tell you anything more than that. And they were apparently all impatient because, really, that lock... Come on.
They might have been running screaming from Skin Monster, so you gotta give them credit.
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, with that in mind, Andrew, you want to cover the front? I'm going to check out the back room, make sure that there's nothing going on. Mike, I need you to take care of that lock.
Mm-hmm.
Alright?
Not a problem.
Okay, let's move.
Right. I get. How many more shells do I get?
For
the shotgun?
You find bullets, but some of them just don't fit. You find only two more spare just slugs of shots.
And the handgun?
The handgun out of... you guys are using the same gun?
I'm using a 9mm, so I don't
know. So are you.
Yeah, okay.
You guys get two more clips.
Two more clips?
Angela, for you, you're able to pick up, and like I said, there are probably a lot more boxes of this, but now you're just going through the ground of... since they're all discovered, you're able to find... four more just spare bullets.
All right. And then I want to pick the lock. Does a 3 do it?
Yeah, 3 does it. You go up and click on it, and you start pulling... you pull out one of the rifles.
The like two of the rifles look damaged, like something was thrown against them.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's that leaves three more.
How convenient! Three rifles for three PCs.
Yeah. You find for rifle shots, one is individual shots. Yeah. And two others can hold, like, how many can usually a rifle can hold?
It depends.
Rifles are kind of like just one-shot thing, isn't it?
Yeah, bolt-action rifles are just one bullet feeds.
These are bolt-action rifles.
Okay.
These are
if it's hunting, it has to be bolt-action, usually by law.
Yeah, it is a bolt hunting
rifle. You can't hunt buck with an automatic.
Right, and for a bolt-action rifle, there are three, you get about 10 bullets. You find a box of, like, just 10.
Awesome.
That's been, someone, apparently looks like someone grabbed a whole bunch.
So there's only 10 bullets total for everyone. So it might be best for only one or two of us to get the rifles. Okay. Keep all the shots together.
No problem. I'm not too bad with the rifle myself.
Okay.
There's two bolt-action rifles in here. One does 2 damage, one does 3 damage.
Since you're just taking one, I'll give you the 3-1.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And it also has a minor scope, a hunting scope.
Cool.
All right. Well, yeah, let's just take the one then. I'm going to check out the back room.
Okay, as you enter the back room, you suddenly hear something from the front.
He's covering the front.
Okay.
Yes, I'm covering the front.
You turn around towards the front,
mm-hmm.
and you see someone, like a guy, desperate-looking guy. He looks like he's in a suit and tie. Well, tie is definitely loosened, his mm-hmm. jacket's torn, mm-hmm. and he's ripping open your door.
Okay.
Ripping open the car door, yeah. and getting in, and then...
Hey!
He looks up at you, shocked, opens his mouth to say something, and then you see the lights flicker from outside. He's like, oh god, no! And he goes to the car, and he starts taking off, only for something to land on top of the car, driving its claw arms right into the engine. It doesn't look like, though, it cuts right into the car, but as soon as it drives its hands into the engine, mm-hmm. the car suddenly stops.
Like, dead stop?
Yeah, it starts rolling, and then just stops instantly, and the guy's like, no, 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 and then the thing just dives right through the window, and you just see this thing's going to town on the guy, and the guy's,
we're gonna need a new car.